Of course, during the game, or during the halftime show, Big Fatty released his episode, the first episode of his 13th year, and it was a wonderful 20 minutes of music. I don't know if anybody actually got that first part, because I downloaded it literally instantly, because I was following along on Twitter and watching the halftime show, and downloaded the show and started listening to it instantly because I wanted to see who the number one fan was, because I was hoping it was me. And I started listening to it, and he talks a little bit at the beginning, and then all you hear is music for like the rest of the show until the end, when he talks, you know, usually talks at the end. But I was like, what in the world is this? This is 20 minutes of music. Well, it turns out he totally fucked it up. And he said that on Twitter, that he totally fucked up the episode. And he forgot to put in the vocal parts. Then he spent the next 15, 20 minutes fixing it and re-uploading it. And then, you know, having people download it again. So once he fixed it and uploaded it again, then he told us on Twitter that it's, you know, it's back, it's been reposted. So I downloaded it again and started listening to it again, and come to find out that the number one fan was Bill in St. Louis.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What in the world is this?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3140 of the BFO for Thursday the 20th of February 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we've got more so-so questions, and I'm going to tell you about my day, including... Can you hear that? Can you answer that? Can we hear it? We hear it! Hello, Hammies, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you're Hammies when I tell you about my day. But y'all, I'm really trying to catch up on these so-so questions. They're pouring in. The people are clamoring for, Big Fatty, clamoring, whatever, for the so-so, question, month, to be over. Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Today, the 20th of February. Y'all, it's a very important anniversary. Y'all, I've met half of this couple at the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. And y'all have been on his little show for years and years and years. Used to be the podfather, Big Fatty, and then he unsubscribed. He did. But I've never met his husband. But y'all, it is none other than Archer and his husband. And I don't know what he's calling him nowadays. Big Fatty, it's not the boyfriend. Maybe it's the husband. I don't know. But well, how about Warren? We'll call him Warren, all right? So y'all, if you see Archer on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy anniversarium. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of plain white vanilla sheet cake like you get in the elementarium schools. Yes?
Happy, 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 happy anniversary. All right, knock it off.
music in so-so question month. It's true. It's a balance. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I was waiting around for to leave to go to the wine dinner, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But y'all, I get a testimonium. Hey, Big Fatty, your new glasses are prepared. And so, y'all, I was off to the mall, and y'all, I picked them up, and y'all, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with them. I can read the little fine print now. And y'all, my vision didn't change that much, but just that little bit of change in the new glasses, y'all, it makes it makes all the difference in the world. It's just lovely. And y'all, then I had time to run back home before I headed over for the wine dinner. Y'all, it's been rainy and foggy and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, it was a delicious wine dinner. It was five courses. We had shrimp, ruffalo, bruschetta, and y'all, it was delicious. It was delicious. Lightly fried shrimp tossed in white wine and lemon butter sauce. Yes, Big Fatty. Then we had a house salad. And that was just dandy. Y'all, then we had a scampi Damien, sauteed shrimp with garlic and our signature herb mix in white wine and lemon butter sauce, served with some linguine. Then we had grilled chicken sorrento. Y'all, it was two chicken bazooms, y'all, it was just lovely, and it came with the grilled zucchini. And then for dessert, we had a chocolate mousse, hand whipped chocolate mousse with decadent strawberry sauce, and a light and dreamy finish. Y'all, it had whipped cream on top, and y'all, it was just lovely. the wines were good. Some were better than others. It was a mix of red and whites, but y'all, all in all, it was a lovely evening. Y'all came home and fell asleep quite easily, but y'all, then I had the gurgle again. But it wasn't too bad. And so anyway, slept pretty well other than that. Big Fatty Whitman Tinker must be on holiday, I guess. Or he's visiting somebody else. Yes, Big Fatty, probably visiting Granny. Got up on Wednesday morning, had my coffee, and then I was off. I was off to the famous toastery to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. They had a special. It was the ham and bacon melt, and y'all, it was sourdough bread and American cheddar cheese and ham and bacon, and y'all, there were two slices of ham on this sandwich, and y'all, they had to have been about a quarter of an inch thick. Each, and y'all, it came with the potato chips, and y'all, it was so much food. I'm not even remotely interested in supper. Oh, okay, Big Fatty. Well, like a Squeaky Kitty and I'll be going out to get some pizza pie or something. Okay. Anyway, then after that, y'all, so that's why you're hammies today. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, then I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East, and y'all, I didn't need a whole lot. Y'all, they had the good Caesar chopped salad kits on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Green Giant antioxidant blend frozen vegetables. They were $5 for $5, so I only got two of those. Y'all, I got the what is that? They had the Stouffer's cream chip beef four for $10, so I got two of those. y'all, they had boneless chicken bazooms, buy one, get one free. So I got one package of those at half price. Y'all, they had the chicken and garlic ravioli on sale, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, then they had the Oreo cookeries. The cookeries were on sale. I got the dark chocolate and the Oreo lemon cookeries. And y'all, they had a coupon also. Y'all, they also had the extra sharp cheddar cheese, shredded cheddar cheese. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. And, y'all, that's all I got. it's just, you know, I just didn't need a whole lot. Y'all, I only spent $21.42. But, y'all, I saved $21.91. Yes, Big Freddy, and we have cookeries. And, y'all, while I was gone to lunch in the store, y'all, I did a load of laundry, mainly towels and things from the bathroom and kitchen, that kind of thing, while I was gone. I put them in the dryer, and, I was going to go for my nipple walk, but, you know, you're not supposed to leave the house with the dryer running because, you know, you burn your house down. At least that's what my mother used to tell me. And so y'all had to wait for that to be done, and I folded all those things. And, y'all, I decided I'm going for my nipple walk. And y'all, it was a little misty. It wasn't drizzly. It was misty, and it's chilly. And y'all, it's supposed to get real cold here Wednesday night and all the way through Saturday night, I think. In fact, we'll be below freezing in there some. I think the high on Thursday is supposed to be 46, and I think that'll probably occur at midnight. But anyway, so I did my nipple walk, and here I am recording the little show. Yes, McKinney!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Betty. It's George in Atlanta. All right, so I got a question for you on this month of so-so.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
All right, so you're stranded on an island, and you can choose to have generic nasty gin with limes or good gin with no limes. What do you choose?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is George in Atlanta. You know, he does that. Well, first of all, before I do that, y'all, first of all, I want to thank Digga. Digga, I found out he recorded that totally original, never heard before, bumper. Yes, Big Fatty, it's very uninspiring. Well, the reason is he was laying down. He couldn't even be bothered to sit up to record it. y'all, that was George in Atlanta. You know, he does the snot, the south and north of things, with the Laughing Buddha, the official spambaster of the BFO, and he's now doing this week in the gay, and he's got two episodes out. Very good. And George, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is absolutely a so-so question. I can't even believe that these words have been uttered from your lips. It's obvious you never drink cheap gin. Never drink cheap gin. So yes, I'll take a I'll take a Tanqueray 10 and tonic, and you can hold the lime. Big Fatty, what do you want me to hold it for?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is fucking Dan from the Gish Podcast. I'm here with a so-so question. And I know this is something that I'm sure so many of your listeners have been wondering about. You've told us a lot about the new carpet in the villa. How many square feet did you have put in? Is that so-so enough? I hope so. I will be listening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is fucking Dan from the Gayish little show, y'all. I think Dan and the Gayish boys are coming to Nolens this year. I haven't heard officially, but perhaps they'll be confirming or denying that soon on their little show. We probably have to be a Patreon member to find out if they're coming or not. Big Fatty! Dan, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people, you know, I blame Sleepless Nights on Whitman Tinker an awful lot, but I have a feeling. I have a feeling that there are many a BFO listener that have sleepless nights trying to figure out how many square feet of carpeting I've had put in the villa. Thank you for bringing this necessary so-so question to light. Quite frankly, I don't have any idea. I tell you what, Dan, why don't you take one of those Air Alaska flights, direct flights to Charleston, and you can come measure it. Big Fatty, we're talking about the carpet, right? Yes.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Midwest Matt. And I was just wondering, it's kind of a so-so question, I guess. You seem to have a lot of luck with the gentleman callers, and I wondered if you've ever had a completely unsatisfying sexual encounter with a gentleman caller. I think I remember once you said, but that was a while ago. So just, I'm just curious because my history with gentleman callers, before Sean, of course, was one bad experience after the next, but you seem to have really good experiences. So just wondering if you've ever had a real clunker. All righty, talk to you later. Bye.
I see y'all. It's just so sad to see them go downtown just right in front of your eyes, isn't it? First of all, that's Midwest Matt. And Matt, first of all, thank you so much for the voice letter. Always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, this is also the voice letter that I thought that I had thrown away by mistake. And I read it yesterday. And so y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Everything's waiting for you.
I see Big Fatty, you're going downtown so much, I think we're going to have to call you Petula. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all gonna be a soaker. It's going to be a frog choke. Now, what is it? Choke a frog or something like Big Fatty? Who knows? But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. Y'all, I'll get a tweet from him later today saying how much he enjoys being on my opening. Big Fatty, poor old thing. Big Fatty, you think he'll fall off the bed tonight? Well, I don't know. But Archer, what did you think of Big Fatty forgetting Midwest Matt's call?
What in the world is this?
Oh, Big Fatty, you know Archer goes downtown as much as you do.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.